This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. New evidence has now been linked to Luigi Mangione, accused of killing the United Healthcare CEO in New York last week.
In addition to Mangione matching the photograph of the suspect in New York, having the ID on him that was presented to that hostel on the Upper West Side, and all of the writings we know about, we now have ballistic evidence and fingerprints that tie Mangione back to this crime in New York City last week.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. Questions over who is flying those large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. FBI Director Christopher Wray facing pressure from President Trump to announcing that he will resign at the end of the Biden administration in January, more than 2 years before his term was set to end. Ray greenlit investigations into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors announced the arrest of three prominent luxury retailers on federal sex trafficking charges, their crimes allegedly spanning more than a decade, according to officials. ABC's Victor Akendo has the latest from Miami.
According to the indictment, Oren Tal and their brother Alon Alexander arranged the sexual assaults in advance, at times using dating apps or social media to promise luxury experiences, international travel and accommodations to lure and entice women to locations. Accusers telling police the Alexanders allegedly held them down and ignored screams and explicit requests to stop.
A Massachusetts man caught by his own Santa antics while fleeing from police in Falls River earlier this week. While officers were serving a search warrant, the man tried to evade capture by hiding inside a chimney and quickly becoming stuck and requiring the help of the very officers he was on the run from. He's now facing a slew of charges from outstanding warrants, including drug possession. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other, on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high between 5 and 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 18 with some light freezing rain and snow by Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special edition of the show. You know how fascism creeps in? On little cat's feet. Matt Flynn in the guest host chair. Join him.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Test, test, test. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink? Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Says, I still send out Christmas cards. I actually have an annual family gathering that we get together and fill them out, or some even make their own. I sent out around 45 cards this year. That sounds very sensible. 45 cards is doable. I'm down with that, Sarah. Sarah continues, the annual card day is a fun day of food, Christmas movies, catching up. It's a fun time. Now, see, that's a great idea. If you make an event of it, it's less painful. Because I used to sit down, my wife and I would sit down and address these cards and put a personalized message. It was so time consuming. You got to track down people's addresses. I got Rich's name wrong again. I said Locasio, didn't I? You told me it was Locasio. Were you wrong?
I actually don't remember how you just said it.
I said Locasio because I asked you last night before we did the promo, but I saw he just messaged us. Or it was somewhere here. Okay, please remind Pete of the pronunciation of my last name, Locasio. Doggone it, Conrad. You took a powder on Locasio's name. Locasio. All right, Rich Locasio is here at 6:35. He is he's one of our frequent flyers here at Nightlight. Always fun to talk to Rich. That's coming up on the stream. We have the Nightlight email address, nightlight@civicmedia.us. If you're on the stream and you want to send us a Christmas story, your favorite Christmas cookie, Christmas movie, Christmas carol, whatever, your Christmas routine, if you go to Midnight Mass or if you hang out with family or if you celebrate Hanukkah, that's fine as well, or Kwanzaa, whatever. Tell us what you do. We will do it. We will discuss it on our Christmas Eve show before we play 24 hours of Christmas music. Sarah Jean on the stream says, I still send out Christmas cards. I actually have an annual family gathering that we get together and fill them out, or some even make their own. I sent out around 45 cards this year. That sounds very sensible. 45 cards is doable. I'm down with that, Sarah. Sarah continues, the annual card day is a fun day of food, Christmas movies, catching up. It's a fun time. Now, see, that's a great idea. If you make an event of it,
it's less painful. Because I used to sit down, my wife and I would sit down and address these cards and put a personalized message. It was so time consuming. You got to track down people's addresses. Do I sound like a curmudgeon?
Kind of.
I'm okay with that. Craig Anthony checking in on the stream. Always used to send out Christmas cards complete with a summary letter of all the cool things that took place over the year. It also included a family picture. When it got to be too hard to get the picture taken each year, the cards sadly stopped as well. Craig, I think you just need to send a picture of yourself. Anytime a dude sends out a card with a picture of himself, it would make me laugh just because I think it takes guts. You know what would be weirder is if I sent out a Christmas card of just me and I've got a wife and two kids. I said from the Schwabas, Merry Christmas, but here's just a picture of me. Wow, that would be weird. People would probably suggest therapy. All right, so, and then kicking over to the text line, let us know. Do you still send out Christmas cards? That's our question tonight. You can tell us your process like Craig just did or Sarah Jean. That's a great idea to make an event out of it and probably a better way to get things done. On the text line, Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends. She says, I read every day, love books. I knew Sherry was going to say that. I think you've told us that before, Sherry, also to make me feel guilty. It's working. I will become a reader again. That is my vow to you, Sherry. She said, yes, I just sent out Christmas cards today. Family, close friends. That's the way to do it. Sherry says, I'll send a card. Oh, she's going to send Civic Media card. That's nice. We'll get you that address, Sherry. Sherry also says, love John Prine. Me too, Sherry. He's one of my favorite songwriters. John Prine, Bruce Springsteen, and Gordon Lightfoot are probably my favorite songwriter. Maybe even John Denver, if you go the folky route. Jim from Appleton says, nickname. This is when it comes to a wrestling nickname for me, the Schwabba Bomber. I like that. What do you think about that, Conrad? The Schwabba Bomber.
I like it.
Yeah. We'll see what Rich can do with that. All right, we have a phone call. Who's on the phone?
It's Jim from Appleton.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Pete. How you doing?
You guys had
a great show.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm glad you're a part of it. Thanks so much. I liked your nickname, the Schwabba Bomber. I can work with that. We'll see what Rich can do.
Cool. I appreciate that. I have a word for this holiday season that covers almost everything.
Oh, please share.
But it's impossible to type, so... Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Wow.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
I like
that. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything's in there.
I think you need to copyright that because you just said it on the radio. Someone could steal it. That's like right up there with turducken, like the Thanksgiving meal on the NFL. That's great. I love that, Jim.
Well, thank you.
We will, Conrad, let's make a note of that. We got to bring that up again. We'll see what we can do with that. Jim, if we make money off your suggestion, we'll give you a taste, okay?
All right.
Okay,
sounds great.
Thanks, man. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Jim from Appleton, one of our most frequent texters. That's a great, I've already forgotten it. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Is that it?
I think we're missing another syllable in there.
Somehow I worked Arbor Day into there. I don't know how that works. So, all right. Rich LoCascio coming up in just a few minutes. Let's never get his name wrong, please. He's one of our favorite, and we've massacred it on more. It's kind of weird because, and I don't know if Rich would be open to this, but maybe let's try to talk him into going with LoCascio. Just because that would make it easier for us when he's on the show. Is that too much to ask?
I don't know.
Rich LoCascio. It's LoCascio. We'll respect your name, Rich. Excited to talk to you in a few minutes. We have to go already? Is it already time for the news, or was that a... Did you do a George Costanza? Did your elbow move and hit the button? You know what I'm excited about? I am not... I've said this before, and I'm probably wrong. I say I'm not a zombie guy. But I loved The Walking Dead. I got into it, and I watched it. I liked the HBO... Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us.
I didn't watch that yet, but I played the video game.
I liked it. And now the 28 Days series, I have not seen any of that. And now there's about to be three movies out. I'm kind of excited because I feel like they get good reviews. They're well done. I am going to throw myself into Zombieland again and watch those movies. Oh, and I saw Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
I love that movie.
That was funny.
It's so
I liked
good.
It a lot. Bill Murray and that was
so funny.
I was not expecting that. I love weird movies like that. All right, send us your Christmas stories, your favorite cookies, movies, stories, carols, whatever, to nightlight@civicmedia.us. We'll read them on Christmas Eve before we launch into a day and a half of Christmas music here at Civic Media. Got a fun show. Great to have you with me tonight. Rich LoCascio is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back after your award-winning news team here at Civic Media. It helps to keep you informed. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New evidence has now been linked to Luigi Mangione, accused of killing the United Healthcare CEO in New York last week.
In addition to Mangione matching the photograph of the suspect in New York, having the ID on him that was presented to that hostel on the Upper West Side, and all of the writings we know about, we now have ballistic evidence and fingerprints that tie Mangione back to this crime in New York City last week.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. Questions over who is flying those large drones over sensitive locations in the Northeast. Dozens of sightings reported since last month, including near President-elect Trump's Bedminster golf course. The Pentagon denies Iran is responsible. FBI Director Christopher Wray facing pressure from President Trump to announcing that he will resign at the end of the Biden administration in January, more than 2 years before his term was set to end. Ray greenlit investigations into Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks head to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks found out last night they'll face the Atlanta Hawks in the semifinals Saturday of the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Tip-off time 3:30. Atlanta beat the Knicks in New York 108-100 to qualify. College hoops, the Badgers on the road against the Butler Bulldogs in Indianapolis. Game time Saturday at 1:30. Last night in Green Bay, the Milwaukee Panthers beat the UW Green Bay Phoenix 88-67. The Phoenix now 2-9 under Doug Gottlieb. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander back and expected to play after missing the past month with a knee injury. The Packers in Seattle Sunday night. Luke Musgrave returned to practice. Jordan Love on seeing the tight end finally doing some drills after ankle surgery in early October.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see Luke. He was out there in pads and whatnot doing some individual stuff today. So, you know, had a tough injury. Didn't know when he was going to be back. And it's awesome to have a guy like that back out there.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cold, but not as windy today. Mostly sunny with a high between 5 and 10 this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 18 with some light freezing rain and snow by Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, 4 below zero.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel cost. I crash on people's couches, right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll have the latest on the April election for state school superintendent. The matchup isn't what a lot of folks would have expected.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Chwaba.
All right. Well, it took us a little while, folks, but we got it together here and we are lighting it up. A little late tonight due to some technical difficulties we had, but our outstanding engineers in Madison and here in Green Bay worked tirelessly to get us live on the air. So it is great to be with you, and hopefully better late than never. Wherever you are in Wisconsin, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Chwaba, and riding shotgun here and working diligently to get us on the air is the lovable producer, Conrad. Well done, young man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tip of the hat to, who is it, Chris Casper? Drew?
It was Drew.
Well done, Drew. You guys are the best. Thank you for getting us back in the air. Glad we could be with you. And we will bring you the last three quarters of Nightlight tonight. Conrad, let's get the question in quick before we bring Dan in. Can we do that?
All right. Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions?
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What app can you not live without? That's right. It is National App Day, ladies and gentlemen. National App Day. So our question tonight, we're doing it in a very abbreviated fashion here so we can get to our guests. What app can't you live without? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'll start my poker app. I got to play Texas Hold'em. I've probably been playing for 20 years. I cannot live without my Texas. Now, email aside and all the things that technically are apps like banking and stuff like that, what's the one app you're kind of addicted to? Let us know on the text line, on the stream, or on the app. However you are finding us, just please find us and be part of the show. Conrad, what about you?
I would have to say it's YouTube for me.
Really? Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, you know
I watch a lot of content, I feel like, on there. And I feel like if I didn't have it, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, me too.
I have to watch a movie now. I can't just watch like a 13 minutes.
It's probably a close second to me too. So, but let us know what you think. We've got a great show tonight, even though it's abbreviated. Coming up at 7:05, Kurt Krause will be here in studio talking independent film and about his latest project. He is a Northeastern Wisconsin-based actor. But right now, let's not waste any more time. The kidding around is pretty much over. I'm very excited to welcome this next guest. He joined the Civic Media team a few months ago. He's an absolute political rock star, and he's the creator of the award-winning Recombobulation Area, a weekly column and online publication and podcast. Please join me, if you would, in welcoming Milwaukee journalist and Civic Media's own Dan Schaefer. Dan, how are you?
Good evening, Mr. Chwaba.
Dude.
So glad to be with you.
It's great to have you. I didn't think this was going to happen, but we've got a great team here at Civic Media, and they got us up and running. And I've been trying to have you on the show for a while now, so it's really fun. I love what you do, and you make politics and current events fun, and I absolutely love it.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And it's been quite the project. getting the recombobulationary up and running and you know, growing the project and all of that. And now it's even better to be joining everyone else here in the Civic Media extended universe.
Oh, well said. Are you okay? I have to get this out of the way. My wife was excited you're on the show tonight because she's also a UW Oshkosh grad. I did my research on you, and it's exciting. You've come a long way from the advanced Titan into the world of major national news and political politics. So great job.
Yeah, that's right. My first byline was at the UW Oshkosh Advanced Titan. My sophomore year of college, I started writing opinion columns. A friend of mine in my English class was working at the Advanced Titan at the time. He said, "Hey, you're a pretty good writer. Would you ever want to write for the newspaper?" And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like a pretty good idea." And here we are 20 years later.
How about that?
Working in journalism. That's right.
Very cool. We also have a mutual friend, at least according to LinkedIn, Brad Lichtenstein. Do you know Brad?
Yeah, I think I covered Brad's work when he was doing some documentaries in and around Milwaukee. A couple famous moments in the, you know, kind of after Act 10 was passed a decade or so ago that he was able to capture.
He makes such good films, and he made a film called When Claude Got Shot. I interviewed him on my PBS TV show a few years ago. Great guy, great interview. So I feel like we're connected through many channels here, and it's a great way to kick off this interview, Dan.
Absolutely. So, well, you know, it's Wisconsin is a big, small town in a lot of ways. We've all got like 1 or 2 degrees of separation between our neighbors around the state, don't we?
Absolutely. For those listening who haven't heard you on Civic Media, and I doubt there are many people, but just in case, tell us about the Recombobulation podcast and column and how it came to be. That's a great name, by the way.
Yeah, well, I know if I got nothing else right with the whole project, I got the name right. I've always loved the name at the. So I of course used the name from the Milwaukee Airport, the famous post security area at the Milwaukee Airport. You go through security, you take your shoes off, get everything through to get scanned and all of that, and then they have the signs up after you get through that says the recombobulation area, and now recombobulation area is not a word. It's not anything that is sanctioned at any official airport. It's something that's done in any kind of official capacity. And it's just uniquely Milwaukee. And actually, I worked at Milwaukee Magazine, about a decade ago now, and we were doing one of our best of issues. And one of the ideas that I pitched was the recombobulation area as one of the best of things in Milwaukee. And I got to learn a little bit more about it. And the former airport director, Barry Bateman, was just kind of a quirky guy. And he came up with this idea to have signs once you go through security, because, you know, it's a discombobulating process, right? So you go through security and you piece everything together. And I thought that would be a great name for a weekly opinion column, because we have this discombobulating news cycle in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, you need a place to kind of take a moment, take a beat, get your shoes back on, piece everything together before you get to your destination. So I started that, the recombobulation area. Actually, it was a part-time effort that I started it. I was a stay-at-home dad at the time, started this in late 2019, you know, started it as a weekly opinion column. And basically something to do while my daughters were napping, and then picked it up from there, eventually grew it to be, you know, my full-time job and small business and all of that. And then, of course, as you mentioned earlier this summer, we joined the Civic Media Network, and I'm now the political editor at Civic Media, along with, being the founder and operator of the Recombobulation Area, which has grown to include podcasts and other contributors and the occasional video interview and all sorts of fun stuff.
So I love
it. It's been quite the journey.
Love stories like that, where you just kind of started off, like you said, in your home while your daughters are napping. Next thing you know, you're a mogul, Dan. You're building it into, you're almost at mogul status. So that's pretty cool. What are your favorite stories, without getting into too much inside baseball, regarding politics? What are your favorite type of stories to cover? Elections or breaking news regarding a politician or a scandal? It seems like your job is, there's never a dull moment.
Yeah, you know, I really like to approach things from a lot of different ways. I'll be the data guy, and I'll be it'll be a deep dive on the numbers, on the polling, whatever it might be. And then sometimes I will take some time for a really big, you know, feature story where I interview, you know, dozens of people and try to stitch together a narrative. And then other times it will just be, you know, it'll be very much like an opinion column, but it'll be what I have to say about a certain topic and what have you. So, you know, I really like to, you know, write about things, approach things from a lot of different ways. You know, I'm a big basketball fan. And the way I kind of think about it is you can't just score one way, right? You're not, you know, you right. can't score just shooting three pointers. You gotta score at the rim. You gotta make your free throws. You gotta make some yeah. long distance shots and all of that. So you gotta, you know, I really like to have a broad scope of ways to cover news and politics and try to do it in a way that is digestible and interesting and can, you know, offer people an opportunity to really take some deep dives on some big topics too. You know, one of the big projects that I've worked at the Recombobulation area for the last couple election cycles, and this year brought over to the Civic Media Network, was I wrote a preview series of every last race on the ballot for the Wisconsin State Legislature.
Right.
So yes, I'm the only guy crazy enough to preview all 115 races in the Wisconsin State Legislature. But I think, you know, those types of deep dives, that's the stuff that I really like to get into.
That's the epitome. That is the epitome of a deep dive. I'm talking to Dan Schaefer. He is the Civic Media political editor and does great work here under the same roof. Let me ask you this, Dan. When it comes to politics, who is someone on the left and someone on the right that you think has a bright future in the party or could bring people together looking down the road a bit? Is there someone in each party?
I like to keep things local. So we'll start, just focusing on people, I guess, within Wisconsin. You know, there's a whole lot of different approaches you could take to answer that question on a national scale. But I'll talk about Wisconsin first here. And so I am, of course, based in Milwaukee. And when I was just getting started, one of the first races I really covered around here was the one for Milwaukee County Executive when it was an open race. In early 2020. And one of the people I endorsed in that race actually was now County Executive David Crowley. And, you know, he has, you know, he's a real up and comer in Milwaukee politics. He was just reelected last year to his second term. And, you know, he really tries to approach politics as a bridge builder and wants to bring people together. He was in the legislature before running for Milwaukee County Executive and talked about taking a bipartisan approach on different things. And I think, you know, especially in Milwaukee, where we have, you know, it can be a very segregated city in a lot of ways. We can have a lot of polarizing politics between the city and the suburbs. And I think Crowley really takes, you know, a very forward thinking, inclusive type of approach to being a county executive. And I do think that's going to bode well for him in the future. You know, he's a pretty young guy as well. He's, like I said, he's in his second term. He's a millennial like myself and in his late 30s. And, you know, I know he also has I've run into him around town a few times. He also has daughters, young daughters, and I also have young daughters. So we have a lot in common nice. That way as well. So I think he's somebody with a real bright future in Wisconsin politics.
Cool. And is there a local person from the right? I don't even know if he is from the right or left, who you just said, but is there someone on the other side of the aisle that you think coming up could unite people or has a bright future?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Well, so David Crowley is a Democrat, of course. Okay. So he is coming from that side of things. You know, somebody maybe I don't necessarily agree with all the time, but somebody who I do think does have a bright future in the state, I think, is Brian Stile. I do take a close look at the numbers, a lot of these races, and, you know, he was just reelected in the first congressional district. And, you know, even though that he had more, he was coming up against more spending this cycle than he had in previous ones, he, you know, expanded his margins a little bit. So I do think, you know, he has a potentially bright future in the state of Wisconsin as well.
Great answers. We are going to I want to ask you before we do a quick break here, Dan, do you have a favorite political or journalism movie?
Oh, that's a great question.
You got the, you know, the paper, I don't like Spotlight.
Yeah, I'll go with Spotlight. I really did like Spotlight a lot. Yeah, I'll go with that one. That was a more recent one. You know, I had Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo in that one. So good to have a Wisconsin connection with that one. Yeah, I would say Spotlight is a more recent one. I would say, you know, a show that I like, I watch more TV shows than I do movies. And this is a show that gets to a lot of different parts of government, a lot of different parts of journalism. My favorite show of all time is The Wire on HBO.
Great show. I'm totally with you.
And I think, you know, people will talk about like what's the best show of all time, and people will say The Sopranos or Mad Men or Breaking Bad. I will always go with The Wire. And I think, you know, living in Milwaukee, there's a lot of comparisons to be made between Milwaukee and Baltimore. And what have you there. So I think that's my favorite show.
That's a great point. And that's a great political show too. They deal with City Hall and the police department. Phenomenal show by David Simon. Dan Schaefer is here. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, he got a shout out recently from a pretty famous person. I'll ask him about that. And we'll ask him what movies he loves to watch or hopes his kids pick because he has to sit through them too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After two recounts, an incumbent North Carolina Supreme Court justice was declared the winner by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Her GOP challenger now claims 60,000 of those voters were ineligible. Democratic Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin December 10th, after a machine recount in November didn't change the margin's percentage. Tuesday's partial hand recount found no evidence to justify Griffin's request for a full hand recount, according to North Carolina Newsline. Griffin has refused to concede the race and in November appealed to the North Carolina Elections Board to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Newsline reports that his challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's voting rights restoration after sentences and probation are completed. He and the North Carolina GOP are also challenging voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Mail ballots from military and overseas voters have been questioned as well. The State Elections Board meets this week to consider the challenges. A spokesperson for the Riggs campaign said in a statement, "This election has concluded and the voters have issued a clear verdict in electing Justice Riggs." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Steve says, Steve's in the 920. He says, Google Maps is an app I use every day. Due to my job, this app would have saved a lot of arguments on family trips trying to read a real paper map back in the day. I kind of miss the paper map. I have to be honest. I have no idea where I am now. But if my app is down, I'm screwed. Conrad's mom checks in and says, since we have moved to a different town, I can't live without Google Maps to find my way around. Well, there you go. Sounds like there's a blissful marital harmony there. with the Krieger household. We will read more of your texts in just a bit. We're playing catch up here. What is an app you can't live without? It's National App Day, and that's our question of the night here on Nightlight. Kurt Krause is coming up soon. We are going to talk about indie film here in Wisconsin and a new project he is working on. And right now, I'm excited to have Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area. If you haven't checked it out, it's a great podcast and an online publication. You can check it all out at civicmedia.us. And the creator of said Recombobulation Area, I can't stop saying that name, I love it so much, is Dan Schaefer, and he is here with us on the stream right now. Dan, we were talking about The Wire, and you know, I've been on the air just a little over a year, and I always feel like when I really like a show and I want to do it justice or pay homage to it somehow, I get overwhelmed and I don't know how to do it, like, because I can't spend too much time on it. But The Wire is one of those shows. And do you have a favorite character?
Oh, man. There's so many good characters on that show. You know, I would say one of my favorites is Bunny Colvin, the police sergeant who tries to do things a little bit differently and keeps running up against blocks. Another Lester Freeman. He wants to follow the money. He's one of my favorites. And then you gotta love Omar. I mean,
I was just going to say,
absolutely classic legendary character, played so well by the late Michael K. Williams.
He was so great. And he would walk the streets at night and rob drug dealers. And when you heard Omar whistling in the alley, like the tough guys went running. It was so great. It was just such an excellent show. And Lance Reddick was on the show too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Played a very similar role on Bosch, which I also love as a cop show. But he was great on The Wire too. Hey, Dan, you recently, or maybe a couple months ago, got a shout out from Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I don't even remember where I saw it, if it was somebody shared it from Civic Media or if it was on your Twitter feed. But what a cool thing. Seinfeld is such a great show. She's so great. How did you get connected with her? How did she become aware of you? Do you even know?
You know, it was just kind of one of those fortuitous things that happened. So about a year and a half ago now, I was working on a bunch of coverage of the 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I got a message from somebody who said they were, you know, connected to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, saying, hey, we want to, you know, get involved with this race. We want to talk to, you know, some advocates, some influencers, some different people in the mix for this race. And you ended up, it just happened to be one of the people that she got in touch with for this. And then, was able to kind of connect with her team and all of that. And it was a really exciting opportunity. And then I wrote a piece at the time was about that race, about, you know, some of the big issues in it, about gerrymandering and about how that issue connected to so many other ones in Wisconsin. And then she was able to promote that on her various social channels. And then again, this year, when we made the big announcement that I would be joining Civic Media, she congratulated me on her Twitter feed there as well. And it's so funny the way these things work, right? You know, I'm a huge, huge Seinfeld fan. And I was on the phone with my sister. We share a Netflix account. She lives in a different state. And we were talking. We realized that we were both independently doing a Seinfeld rewatch at the time. And this was right days before I got the message from her team that they wanted to get involved or something. So it's almost like, you know, when you have an app open and you say, you know, you're out of toothpaste, and all of a sudden you get a bunch of toothpaste ads on your Facebook feed or whatever it is. It almost felt like that for me, saying, you know, because we were doing the, you know, talking about the rewatch, we were both saying that her performance as Elaine on that show, it maybe holds up as well as anything from that series still today. And she's such an absolute legend. It was such a joy to be able to work with her on that.
That's so cool. And you're right. Her character, it's so strange. And I didn't realize this till you just said that. The guys almost, they're still funny, but they're not outdated. But there's something, if something is dated about Seinfeld, it's those performances. But she is like this, I don't know. She's just like a trailblazer as a female character.
She transcends time and space. And, you know, and then so you look at all the stuff with her as Selena Meyer and as Veep.
Yeah,
and all of that. She's just, you know, the greatest comedic actress of all in American history.
That's pretty good fan to have. Pretty good fan to have there, buddy.
I'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So when you're done covering politics at the end of the day, aside from The Wire, what are you watching now? You said you're more of a TV watcher than a movie watcher. What do you watch from an adult standpoint on TV before we get into your kids' movies?
Yeah, so, you know, as a parent of young...
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney and host of Amicus Law Review, James Santel, will join me to discuss the ramifications of FBI Director Christopher Wray stepping down, what it means for the FBI specifically and the DOJ in general. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above LaCrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX LaCrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Mystery drone spotted flying low over areas of the Northeast, including New Jersey, where a group of mayors attended a briefing. Pequannock Township Mayor Ryan Hurd.
We're not just talking about flying over at 5 or 10 or 30,000 feet like a regular plane. We're talking about a couple of hundred feet over your house, over my house.
The White House says President Biden's been briefed on the drones and the DHS and FBI continue investigating the incidents. The suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, is being held without bond in Pennsylvania as he fights extradition to New York. This is investigators have now linked shell casings found at the site of the shooting with the gun found on Mangione. Fire officials in Southern California say the Franklin fire burning in Malibu is about 7% contained. That fire has burned through more than 4,000 acres and destroyed several structures and is being fanned by Santa Ana winds up to 75 miles per hour. This is ABC News.